there was a woman at UW-Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and I think she was in the business school there, and she'd been denied tenure, and by all appearances, she was better than three or four men in the same department who'd gotten tenure recently.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discovered was that the laws or whatever in the state of Washington were set up in, or sorry, Wisconsin, were set up in such a way that a department could vote no on a case, no, you know, deny tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this, there was a case at UW Stout or someplace, I think it was Eau Claire actually, where a black guy had been denied tenure by his department, but the regents and or the chancellor had granted him tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the department members had sued or, you know, grieved through some processes, and they won. And the judge in court said, look, given the laws in the state of Wisconsin, I have to find for the members of this department, but fundamentally I have to tell you that I think these rules are out of sync with, you know, Title IX or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, equitable practices, because the bottom line was that the department could have basically said, we're voting against this guy because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the rules or the laws in Wisconsin were written, that couldn't be overturned.
Okay.
And so when a similar thing happened to Ciel Pillsbury, we mobilized around her case a number of women in the state, and we got an elected official, and I don't remember who it was, to push to get that law changed.
Okay.
And they called it the Pillsbury Law or something.
Okay.
And it actually got changed so that there could be some oversight in tenure denials in a way that made sense. And we all ended up going to the signing. The governor, Tommy Thompson at the time, came over to one of the, you know, that UW the administration building on campus there for the
yeah.
whole system.
Van Hyde,
but anyway,
yes.
It was up in the top floor of that tall building.
Yes.
And he had a big signing ceremony, and we were all there. And then we walked out, and we were waiting around in the elevator area to go downstairs. And he walked by. And it was all the women who'd kind of been involved in this, you know,
mm-hmm.
campaign. And he looked at us as he walked by and said, oh, well, if I knew all these beautiful women would be here, I'd have signed this law earlier. You know,
uh-huh.
a real pig type uh-huh. person. So that was an interesting little thing.
Now, that meant that when a woman was denied, or a person was denied tenure, and it could be proved that it was unjust, what then happened?
You could now reverse it.
Okay.
Whereas before, apparently, it wasn't able to be reversed.
Okay.
By the people up on high.